Earth and Sky.
Tuesday, August 11th, 2009. It's time again for the Perseid meteor shower, often the best meteor shower of the year, definitely a sky highlight of our Northern Hemisphere summer, at its best tonight and tomorrow night.
Unfortunately, the waning gibbous moon will interfere with this year's Perseid display. It'll wash out all but the brightest meteors. As a general rule, the greatest number of meteors falls between midnight and dawn. A bright moon will be in the sky at that time, as seen from around the globe.
Keep in mind, though, that meteor showers are notorious for waylaying the best-laid sky forecasts. You might see a meteor or two in the bright moonlight, or you might see some meteors this evening before the moon rises.
These Perseid meteors fly in August because that's when our planet Earth crosses the orbital path of Comet Swift-Tuttle. Even though this comet is moving through the outer solar system, the stream of rubble trailing Swift-Tuttle extends for hundreds of millions of kilometers in space. The shower peaks when we pass through the thickest clump of comet dust.
The comet debris vaporizing in Earth's atmosphere is what creates the meteors streaking across our sky. So try to catch some Perseid meteors before moonrise tonight, or see some tomorrow morning in the moon's glare. I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.